Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. My name is Daniel Freiberg. I'm the Head of Treasury and Financial Risk Management of Eesti Energia. Welcome and thank you for joining Eesti Energia 2024 unaudited third quarter financial results investor conference call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you have any questions, you may write them in the chat or after the presentation. We are available for a question and answer session. We will be showing the slides on screen as we go along, but the report together with the presentation are available at our website as well. Starting with slide number three, we provide an overview of selected operational metrics that show mostly positive results. The trend of lower energy prices continues to shape the markets and the operations of the group. Sales volumes of the retail business outside of Estonia have again increased and now make up 70% of total electricity sales volumes, align with the group's strategy and up from 63% a year ago. Electricity production saw an increase from renewable assets, including wind and solar parks combined with cogeneration plants, as new wind and solar parks are coming operational. Renewable electricity production now constitutes more than half, approximately 52% of the group's total electricity production, and is up by 21% from a year ago. The reduced usage of dispatchable oil shale-based hybrid power plants is a direct consequence of a stabilizing power market, where gas prices have dropped significantly, bringing down electricity prices. Meanwhile, high CO2 and other variable costs have increased the price of production from non-renewable sources. This has, though, greatly positively impacted the group's CO2 emission intensity, as the group has not had to operate its older pulverized combustion units to supply energy security to the region. Distribution volumes have slightly increased, while shale oil production volumes have slightly decreased, but more details about these segments will be provided later in the presentation. Turning to slide number four, we provide a brief overview of the main financial figures, highlighting notable changes across all fronts. Sales revenues for the group in the third quarter of 2024 totaled €387.6 million, slightly below the results from a year ago. The group's reported EBITDA was €40.6 million, a 55% decrease compared to the same quarter last year, and adjusted EBITDA marked with a streaked area, which deducts the non-monetary revaluation of long-term power purchase agreement contracts, amounted to €43.4 million, a 58% decrease compared to the third quarter of last year. The decrease in EBITDA was largely impacted by smaller but still positive gains on derivatives than a year ago. But more details about the changes in EBITDA will be elaborated on later in the presentation. Operating cash flows increased by approximately €16 million, mainly due to changes in derivative instruments of about €84 million and CO2 impact of around €20 million. Investments by the group decreased to approximately €164 million as some major developments are being finished. Most of the investments were directed towards renewable energy production, distribution network improvements, and the construction of a new Enefit 280 shale oil plant. To cover the markets, please turn to slide number five. Let's start with the electricity market, where the price environment has remained similar to the last year. In 2022, the high power prices were mainly driven by gas, with market prices around €200 per megawatt hour, pushing the variable costs of gas-fired power plants to about €400 per megawatt hour. In most parts of Europe, including Latvia and Lithuania, gas-powered units are used for peak electricity production. Therefore, the high gas prices were a major reason for elevated electricity prices in the region due to lack of alternative electricity production facilities. With decreased gas prices and additional power generation capacity, we have seen a decrease in electricity prices over 2023 and 2024. Another important factor affecting the significant price spreads between Estonia and Finland is the interconnection capacities. There were significant limitations on the Estonian and Finland border connections due to the unexpected breakdown of the Estonia-Finland interconnection cables in February 2024. Although the issue has been resolved, it widened the price spreads between Estonia and Finland throughout 2024. The dark dotted line on the graph shows the dark green spread of Eesti Energia's dispatchable hybrid power units has decreased due to lower electricity prices and is in negative territory, with CO2 prices averaging 60 to 80 euros per ton. This means that our older pulverized combustion units are not able to compete on the market and are used only on special occasions. Moving on to slide number 6, we provide an overview of the oil markets. Oil market prices have been stable in Q3 2024, maintaining a similar price range to 2023 levels. In Q3 2024, liquid fuel prices were adversely impacted by both the overall cool down of the global economy and geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. However, neither of these events has had a significant impact on the trend of liquid fuel prices. Turning to slide number 7, there's a more detailed breakdown of the group's sales revenues and EBITDA. As mentioned, sales were quite stable overall, with a slight decrease compared to a year ago. Most segments were flat, with one exception, electricity, which decreased by 19.4 million euros due to lower sales prices. The group's EBITDA decreased, with the electricity segment delivering the biggest drop compared to Q3 2023, along with distribution and other products and services. The electricity segment saw an EBITDA decrease largely due to much smaller but positive gains on derivatives than a year ago. We would not consider this alarming since we see this as a return to normal. In 2023 Q4, we had exceptional results from the gain on derivatives thanks to favorable hedges done in 2022 during the energy crisis. The distribution segment's profitability decreased as transmission tariffs slightly increased over 2024, raising our variable cost base. Due to regulation, there is a lag between the tariff increases between the transmission system operator and us, but we've been able to adjust the distribution network tariffs starting from October 1st, 2024. The shale oil segment's revenues and EBITDA increased mainly due to higher sales prices, which partly resulted from successful new hedging strategy. The biggest negative impact in the other products and services segment came from gas, primarily due to increased variable costs and a one-off cost periodization accounted for in the third quarter. On the positive side, the negative gas results was partly offset by a one-off income related to insurance compensation for the Akmenė wind farm, where one of the wind turbines fell over. As usual, let's start the more detailed coverage with the electricity segment. So please turn to slide number 9. Sales volumes didn't see large changes compared to Q3 2023, but there was a slight increase of 7.5%. The majority of the sold volumes comprised retail sales. On the other hand, sales revenues saw a slight decrease of 7%, amounting to 258 million euros due to lower sales prices. Compared to Q3 last year, the average electricity sales price decreased by approximately 14%, which is one of the main reasons for the revenue decrease. Electricity generation during the quarter was 0.7 terawatt hours, up 21% year on year. The majority of this increase came from the production of renewable wind electricity, which increased to 0.4 terawatt hours, up 21% year on year, due to new and under construction wind farms contributing nearly 131 gigawatt hours. Moving to the next slide, number 10, we show the development of electricity EBITDA. The solid dark column represents the EBITDA, while the streaked column shows the adjusted EBITDA, with the impact from the revaluation of power purchase agreement contracts removed. The most significant negative impact came from realized hedging losses shown in the gain on derivatives column, as the average sale price, including derivatives, was lower than without hedging impacts. Electricity price hedging is a challenge in the Baltic region, since the derivative market for the price areas is not very liquid, and the price difference between the Baltic states and Finland has increased significantly, which historically has been very narrow. With lower electricity prices and lower production volumes from our thermal power units, it's also not possible to hedge the entire sales portfolio against their own assets as well. This makes us dependent on imported electricity and interstate transmission capacities, leading to higher variable costs if the market situation is not favorable. Even though this quarter ended with a significant decrease on the gain on derivatives, we still earned a profit on them just less than a year ago. The rest of the changes included a margin impact of 7.4 million, which is a direct result of lower electricity prices and changes in other, which reflect unrealized gains on derivative instruments and power purchase agreements for renewable energy. Moving on to the distribution segment's performance, please turn to slide number 12. During the quarter, distribution sales revenues saw a slight increase, with the average distribution sales price up by 0.4% and sales volumes up by 1.7%. Unplanned interruptions were significantly lower compared to a year ago. For example, average duration of unplanned interruptions decreased by 44%. This improvement is thanks to investments made into the network to increase the reliability of the grid. Turning to the next slide, we provide an overview of distribution EBITDA, where we can see an unfortunate decrease compared to Q3 2023. The largest negative impact in the quarter comparison came from the margin impact, which was negatively impacted by the increase in variable costs, mainly consisting of transmission tariffs from the TSO, which was lower than the increase in average sales price due to the lag of approving new DSO tariffs. On the positive side, like mentioned before, we've been able to adjust distribution network tariffs starting from October 1st, 2024, that will support growth in revenue in the quarters ahead. The distribution segment's EBITDA totaled 17.7 million euros. Next, let's move on to shale oil operations and slide 15. Sales revenues increased by 2%, despite a lower sales volume of 18%, caused by the overhaul of the NFIT 140 and NFIT 280 plants. The lower volumes were compensated by a 24% higher average shale oil sales price, thanks to hedges done on favorable levels, which brought the average sales price, including derivatives, up from 323 euros per metric ton to 400 euros per metric ton. This was partly achieved thanks to a new hedging policy. And even though the increase in sales price, including derivatives, was significant, it still ended with a slight negative impact because we still have some hedges in place from the old hedging strategy. Moving on to the next slide, the columns that stand out here are margin impact and volume impact and gain on derivatives. The margin impact column includes the market price effect without hedges. Even though variable costs decreased, they didn't offset the price impact, resulting in a negative margin impact of 3.6 million euros. The volume impact refers to the previously mentioned overhaul of the NFIT 140 and NFIT 280 plants, which led to lower production quantities. The gain on derivatives column includes hedging impacts for the quarterly sales quantities amounting to 9 million euros. The other column reflects changes in the fair value of unrealized derivative instruments. To cover other products and services, please turn to slide number 17. Here we see a decrease in both revenues and EBITDA. The segment's EBITDA saw a 6.7 million euro drop, mainly caused by the gas and heat segments. The declines in both segments are due to higher variable costs compared to sales revenues and a one-off cost periodization in the gas segment. That was accounted for in the third quarter. FRR, which in this quarter had no material impact, is a service offered by the group's dispatchable hybrid power plants through transmission system operators in Finland and Estonia since the start of 2022. The service provides TSOs with additional capacities to keep the electricity system frequency in balance by ramping production units up or down as needed. Other changes in EBITDA totaled 6.8 million, including a one-off insurance compensation income of 5.3 million for the Akmenė wind farm mentioned before. Moving forward to slide number 18, we have an overview of EBITDA to operating cash flows development. The impact of CO2 and derivative instruments on cash flow was positive at 30.9 million and 12.4 million respectively. The impact of CO2 emission allowances, which was 30.9 million, of which 26.8 million euros was related to the creation of CO2 provisions and from CO2 mark-to-market movements totaling 4.1 million euros. The impact of derivative transactions excluding CO2 instruments was 12.4 million euros. Of that, 16.9 million euros came from electricity-related derivative transactions, including 20.9 million euros from electricity collaterals posted on the exchanges, and a negative 4.8 million from liquid fuel-related derivative transactions, including a small effect from liquid fuel collateral fees. Interest paid reflects the interest cost from loans and bonds. The interest expense is quite high in Q3, since this is a quarter where we have the semi-annual interest payment of the 600 million euro syndicate facility and also the new green hybrid bond that was issued this summer. The group has both fixed and floating rate loan liabilities, so an easing interest rate environment will have a positive impact on us as well. Moving on to slide number 19, we compare the Q3 2024 cash flow to the same quarter last year. The main factors are similar to those on the last slide, with some differences. Changes in working capital had a negative impact of 25 million euros, which mainly includes decreases in short-term trade payables and changes in other current assets. The impact of CO2 emissions allowances on cash flow was a positive 19.7 million euros, of which a negative 5.6 million euros was related to the creation of CO2 provisions and a positive 25.3 million euros from the mark-to-market changes in CO2 derivative instruments. The impact of derivative transactions excluding CO2 instruments was a positive 83.9 million euros. Of that, 82.3 million came from electricity-related derivative transactions. The EBITDA figure had a negative impact of 51.5 million euros. The total operating cash flows were 15.8 million euros higher than a year before, with an increase of 99%. Overall, the third quarter and the first 9 months of 2024 have achieved significantly higher operating cash flows than a year before. Next, let's cover the investments. For this, please turn to slide number 20, focusing on the upper graph. Investments during the quarter decreased from 200 million euros to 164 million euros compared to Q3 2023, mainly due to slightly reduced investments in renewable asset developments, the distribution network, and other segments. Renewable energy investments remain by far the largest segment, comprising approximately 47% of total capex. The distribution network is another significant target of investments, with a substantial share going towards improving connections to add more solar and wind production units to the network and increasing grid reliability. The segment's investments total €33 million, or 20% of the total investment pool. The Enefit 280 shale oil plant segment remains stable at €27 million, with a schedule to be completed in late 2025. This will increase the annual shale oil output potentially to 700,000 tons and serve as a cornerstone for the strategic transformation of current liquid fuels production from shale oil to a chemical industry feedstock. Other development projects, which mainly consist of capitalized interest and capex related to Enefit Power's maintenance investments and electricity charging station investments, reduced from €40 million to €27 million. Here we are also proud to note that in Q3 2024, the new Sopi-Tootsi wind and solar park, which is Estonia's and the Baltic States' largest hybrid wind and solar park, started producing its first electricity. The total capacity of the hybrid park will be more than 300 megawatts. Turning to slide number 21, we provide an overview of the group's liquidity position. At the end of the quarter, the group's cash position amounted to €529 million, an increase of €286 million, or 118% compared to the second quarter of 2024. The large cash position is largely due to the successful hybrid bond issue and due to the fact that the capital has not yet been fully allocated. It is also important to note that short-term deposits are included in the group's cash position. Additionally, the group had access to €530 million in bank loans, including €320 million in revolving credit facilities and €210 million in long-term loan agreements. On slide 22, there is an overview of the group's leverage ratios and debt repayment profile. The net debt to EBITDA ratio of the group has decreased to 2.9 times, and we expect this ratio to slightly increase during 2025 due to ongoing investments. In Q3 2024, Eesti Energia raised €400 million with a green hybrid bond listed on the London Stock Exchange to support its business and strengthen its financial position. The funds will be invested in ongoing and planned green energy projects, mostly investments into the grid to improve green generation connectivity and EV charging network investments. The group's credit rating remained unchanged compared to the previous investors' call, BBB- from Standard & Poor's and Baa3 from Moody's. Eesti Energia's financial position aims to maintain an investment-grade credit rating and a long-term net debt to EBITDA target of 3.5 times. Turning to the slide 23, the outlook for 2024 is provided. Management expects a slight decline in sales revenues for 2024, while EBITDA is expected to increase slightly compared to 2023. Investments for 2024 are planned to decrease as several major projects are near completion. The investment plan includes a full launch of several wind and solar farms, including Sopi-Tootsi wind park totaling over 300 megawatts, and improvements to the electricity distribution network and the development of a sustainable chemical industry through the Enefit 280 project. To conclude today's presentation, please turn to the last slide, number 24. The group's performance in the third quarter of 2024 resulted in a slight decrease but strong revenue. EBITDA levels decreased by 56%, mainly due to significantly lower realized positive gains on derivative instruments in the electricity segment, Well, the Q3 last year had an exceptionally good impact due to hedges done during the energy crisis in 2022. The quarter ended with a small net loss of 8 million euros. Despite the seasonality and volatility affecting our Q3 results, we do not see any material threat to our long-term outlook nor our financial performance. Our focus remains on investments in affordable renewable energy solutions in line with the group's long-term strategy. In terms of cash flow, Q3 was a good quarter, and overall, the first 9 months have been exceptionally good. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's presentation. We're now ready to take your questions. If you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand feature or write your question in the chat.